Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contract. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Hopefully making your life more convenient with technology, we cover the latest in consumer tech, gadgets and gizmos, products and services, things available today and into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Don't forget that you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at intotomorrow.com. Streaming is provided by streamguys.com.
3 hours?
3 hours. If your station doesn't carry all 3 hours, stop by that and visit that stream. We do it 24/7.
Yep. Podcasts are free for you, so you don't miss a minute. By the way, if you live in and around Nashville, Tennessee, you especially want to get the podcast. Trust me.
Coming up in a few minutes, Dave will be chatting with Yamin Durrani, the VP of Sales and Marketing for eTechnology. They're a provider of, they say, advanced intelligent imaging technologies and products. Basically, they've got some pretty cool home security cameras.
Yes, you do want to stay tuned for that.
Now, Into Tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app?
We know you have one. And I think it was you, Chris, that uncovered this one originally.
Yes. I mean, you've probably heard me talk in the past about the favorite weather forecast app that I use called WT Forecast. Well, this is another app that's created by the same people. And Erasmo took it for a test drive.
He did take it for a test drive. He said he never laughed so hard, and he had to stop laughing because he was recording the responses on this app while he was driving, and intentionally, well, first he was headed to an appointment on South Beach, all right? And he intentionally was early, so he took wrong turns just to see what the app would do.
And if you haven't caught on yet, the app, it's a navigation app for your phone.
Yeah.
Called Backseat Navigator.
And imagine someone in your backseat trying to be a backseat driver that's irritating as all heck, yelling at you and calling you names and doing that sort of thing, maybe even without kids or mom or dad in the car cursing at you. Well, that's what this does. And that's why we warned you for the next 3.5 minutes. Don't turn your radio off. Just turn it down a little if you have kids in the car. We bleeped everything that shouldn't be on the radio. Have no fear there. Attention program directors, don't worry. But it's important that you kind of get the big picture. Now, imagine your regular navigation, your regular GPS, helping you with turn-by-turn directions and letting you know where to go, right? We always talk about that. My GPS always tells me where to go. Well, this one literally tells you where to go. And imagine Erasmo driving around South Beach on his way to this appointment, a little bit early so he could take some wrong turns on purpose, and recorded this for us. And we're just going to give you just 3 minutes worth of an example of this particular app, which is called
Backseat Navigator.
Backseat Navigator. Short name is BS, how appropriate, BS Navigator. Right. But if you want it, and we've never promoted an app so much as this one because it was too funny.
And it is free, so we'll tell you that before we get into it. So it is free. So it's not like we're being paid to sponsor this app. Or,
sure. And if you want to be insulted while you're driving and take direction, this is for you. All right. Or if you want to be cursed at, perhaps not. But you can adjust it, too. Chris is going to share, after you hear this, he's going to share the settings. But Erasmo went full boat on this. He said, insult me completely and curse at me completely because no one else was in the car. And he was doing all he could not to laugh. Ready? This is Backseat Navigator helping Erasmo get to his appointment.
Take a right onto North Bayshore Drive, then take the ramp towards Miami Beach. Your driving is complete f***ing bollocks. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Ooh.
Rerouting. We really need to learn to communicate better. Make a U-turn and continue on Alton Road. Hey, dipshit. Where are you going? Rerouting. Head southeast on Alton Road. Here's how this works. I tell you where to go and you go there. Rerouting. Turn left onto Jefferson Avenue, you body f***ing beetle-headed barnacle.
Whoa.
Where the f*** are you going? Hey, Jack Wagon. Take a stupid a** right onto Washington Avenue. No.
It's turn signal. No.
Rerouting.
No.
He's the
turn
one that's up for the
onto 4th Street, douche canoe.
Oh, jeez.
Nice f***ing job, a**hole. Turn right onto 3rd Street, you idiot.
More turn
OMG.
Signal.
No. Rerouting. Turn left onto 5th Street. Seriously? Rerouting. Head north on Meridian Avenue for a half mile. There was this one time when you went the wrong f- way and that time is now. Rerouting. Head west on 6th Street, then turn right onto Michigan Avenue. Thank you for playing. You lose. In a quarter mile, take a stupid left onto 11th Street and crinkle these instructions up into a little ball and stuff them up your ass.
Whoa,
okay.
Take a right onto Alton Road, FL907, you ankle-biting hamster f***.
No! More turn signals.
Make a slight left, then turn left onto 14th Street and you'll shut your cake hole while I'm talking to you.
Shut your cake hole? Okay. Whoa.
Idiot. You're routing.
She must know my
Your
account.
Driving makes me sad. Are you trying to get us lost? Rerouting. Head north on West Avenue. Are you making mistakes on purpose? Rerouting. Turn left onto Bay Road. You yes. Memoring f***ing swag-bellied flax wench.
What?
My gosh. Where'd she come up
Let's
with
Let's play a game.
Yeah.
It's called Do What I Say. Rerouting. Head west on Lincoln Road. You're wrong. The end. Rerouting. Head west on Lincoln Road. This is what we call a failure to communicate. Rerouting. Head east on 16th Street.
This is a Rosmo's GPS talking to
you. Do you think you know more than the f***ing computer?
Oh!
Rerouting. It's times like this when I realize I'm not the f***ing idiot. Rerouting. Head east on 16th Street, then turn right onto Jefferson Avenue. Why are you so bad at this? Rerouting. Head east on 16th Street, then turn right onto Meridian Avenue. Moron. Rerouting. Turn right onto Drexel Avenue. Have you done lost your mind? Turn left onto 16th Street. Do you think I'm pretty? I desperately want to feel pretty.
Okay.
Yes, you're pretty.
Take a right onto 15th Street.
You're rude.
The Sandy f- Beach Taco.
No, I want a taco.
No, he's a Sandy so Beach
wrong.
Taco.
Rerouting. Head west on 16th Street for a quarter mile. You've got to be kidding me. Rerouting. Turn right onto 15th Street, you f- donut.
Whoa, now Erasmo's
Go
a donut.
Go ahead and slap yourself for me.
Slap!
Rerouting. Head south on Lenox Avenue, then turn right onto 13th Street. I know dogs that are better drivers than you. Rerouting. Head east on 12th Street, then continue left onto Michigan Avenue. You believe it? You f***ed up again.
Oh.
Rerouting.
I thought he was
Take
there.
Take a left, then you will arrive at your lane destination and just so we're f***ing clear. I'm totally the boss of you.
I'm totally the boss of you. Now, see, wow. There is a robotic voice that has taken over. And by the way, Erasmo is not an idiot. He's not a moron. He does know where he was going. He did this on purpose to just get a reaction out of her. And is this kind of, this is the old Siri voice or something that they use?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of uses whatever voice is in your phone.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you talked before we started playing that about different settings. They do have settings for profanity level. You can have all profanity. They basically go by percentage level. So you can go from 0 all the way to 100%.
Okay. So if you don't want the profanity, you just turn that part off.
Right. So
if you want the insults...
Right, so I haven't done that yet, so I, you know, maybe when I have my son in the car, I'll use the app, but I'll turn the profanity level to 0% so she won't curse,
yeah.
But I can still have the insults.
Oh, okay.
And in the app, in the FAQ section, it explains what the different levels are and kind of gives you a, you know, what it's like. There, you know, it says it has like the medium profanity level is equivalent to what you see on TV. You
know? Great. Wait, cable TV or broadcast?
Yeah, probably cable.
Yeah okay. But that, it got better, though, because then he tells us when he got to his destination, he parked in the garage. And she was very quiet because, as she said, you have arrived at your lame destination. So he figures, okay, she's done. He puts the phone in his pocket and he gets in the elevator to go to whatever floor he needed to go to. And there's a few people in the elevator. All of a sudden she starts, you effing idiot. You know, what are you doing? Hurry up. I've got to go to the bathroom. Although she used other words. And imagine the people in the elevator turning and looking at Erasmo like, what the heck? Uh-huh. And he's just trying to be, you know, nothing to see here. That was bizarre. And again, if you want to get this, if nothing else, he's also promised to use it in the car. He didn't tell his wife about it. He's going to turn off the profanity, but leave the insults up. And then they're going to go somewhere and he's going to put in the address. And then all of a sudden, she's going to start getting upset with him. And Erasmo says he's going to just say, somebody hacked my phone. What the heck? And see what kind of reaction he gets out of Vicky. So that's going to be cool. So if nothing else, you might want to try it. Delete it if you don't find yourself using it a lot. But it's Backseat Navigator. Yeah. And you have to look it up that way. And then the short name, I guess, when the app opens is BS Navigator.
Yeah, which you can understand why they called it Backseat Navigator, because I'm sure they wanted that abbreviation.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's the whole idea. And how appropriate is it for a backseat driver? We all have them as drivers. It's like, really? Do you want to drive? Be quiet. You know, stay in the backseat. Do your thing, but don't tell me where to go, so to speak. But she will. Mm-hmm. And does a heck of a job. And mind you, we cut a lot of it out because some of it was just getting to be too much for you guys to bleep. But you certainly get the idea.
Yeah, remember, you pay your stuff by the hour, so you don't want us to bleep all of it.
Yeah, I know. I would have been bleeping upset about that on payroll. So if you use it, let us know how you used it, if you were able to pull it off on your friends and family and whatnot, and their reaction, 800-899-INTO. What's your favorite app?